Whoops. I'm no good at hiding things from her, am I? For starters, she's crazier than a leg full of ferrets. She's seriously bad magic, wearing a perpetual glamour. Level 3, if I'm any judge of such things. The only thing keeping her on track is the Gesh that ate Montana. She's not a free actor. Actress. Uh-huh. What else? I lick my lips. Boris, applied some sort of destiny entanglement protocol to us. I didn't run away fast enough.
Destiny, what? Entanglement? What's that?
I take a deep breath. I'm not sure, but I'd appreciate it if you could find out and tell me, because whatever it is, it's scaring me. It's still early in the evening, but my encounter with Ramona has shaken me, and I don't much want to run into Pinky and Brains again. If they haven't already packed up and left, there's quite a lot of banging coming from next door. I decide to hole up in my room and lick my wounded dignity. So I order up a cardboard cheeseburger from room service, have a long soak under the shower, watch an infinitely forgettable movie on cable, and turn in for the night. I don't usually remember my dreams, because they're mostly surreal and/or incomprehensible. Two-headed camels stealing my hovercraft, bat-winged squid gods explaining why I ought to accept job offers from Microsoft, that sort of thing. So what makes this one stand out is its sheer gritty realism. Dreaming that I'm me is fine. So is dreaming that I'm an employee of a vast software multinational, damned and enslaved by an ancient evil. But dreaming that I'm an overweight 50-something German sales executive from an engineering firm in Dusseldorf is so far off the map that if I wasn't asleep, I'd pinch myself. I'm at a regional sales convention, and I've been drinking and living large. I like these conferences. I can get away from Hilda and cut loose, party like a young thing again. The awards dinner is over, and I split off with a couple of younger fellows I know vaguely, which is how we end up in the casino. I don't usually gamble much, but I'm on a winning streak at the wheel, and all the ladies love a winning streak. Between the brandy, the Cohiba Panatellas, and the babe who's attached herself to my shoulder, a call girl, natürlich, but classy, I'm having the time of my life. She leans against me and suggests I might cash in my winnings, and this strikes me as a good idea. After all, if I keep gambling, my streak will end sooner or later, won't it? Let it pay for her tonight. We're in the lift, heading up to my room on the 14th floor, and she's nuzzling up against me. I haven't felt smooth flesh like this in too long. Hilda was never like that, and since the kids, the only side of her body she's shown me is the sharp edge of her tongue. Serves her right if I enjoy myself once in a while. The babe's got her arms around me inside my jacket, and I can feel her body through her dress. Wow, this has been a day to remember. We cuddle some more, and I lead her to my room, tiptoeing. She's giggling quietly, telling me not to make a noise, not to disturb the neighbors. And I get the door open, and she tells me to go wait in the bathroom while she gets ready. How much does she want? I ask. She shakes her head and says, 200, but only if I'm happy. Well, how can I refuse an offer like that? In the bathroom, I take my shoes off, remove my jacket and tie. Enough. She calls to say she's ready, and I open the door. She's lying on the bed, in a provocative position that still allows her to see me. She's taken off her dress, smooth, stocking-clad thighs, and a waterfall of pure corn-silk hair, blue eyes like ice diamonds that I can fall into and drown. My heart is pounding as if I've run a marathon, or I'm about to have a heart attack. She's smiling at me, hungry, needy. I take a step forwards. My back is clammy with cold sweat, and my crotch feels like a steel bar, painfully erect. I need her like I've never needed a woman before. Another step. Another. She smiles and kneels on the carpet in front of me, opening her mouth to take me in. I dread her touch, even though I blindingly crave it. Tap dancing on the third rail, I think fuzzily, trying to force my paralyzed ribs to take a racking breath of air as she reaches out to touch me. Ugh,